Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes. Hello and welcome to the club. I need to apologize before we get started for my voice. I lost it at a concert last night. I got to see Pink and it was so much fun. But now my voice is like half gone. Today we have a special guest in the podcast, so I won't be doing a lot of talking. She was born in Paris, grew up in Montreal, and studied communications in Tel Aviv, followed by a master's in fashion in New York. And she launched her company, Brands Media Group, in 2020 during the pandemic. And it's this international remote business that now works with small to medium-sized businesses to grow their brands organically. Welcome to the club, Sharon. We start every episode with guests answering the question, what is your wellness philosophy?
Thank you so much for having me and love that you start with this question because my wellness philosophy, I feel like I just got the hang of it right now, even though I've been working as an entrepreneur for the past almost 3 years now. I feel like my wellness philosophy is in the end to really listen to your body and your mind and to really stay aligned to what you really feel is right for you, because it's really easy to say yes to everything, to get, you know, get ahead of yourself and to really think that opportunities that come your way is, you know, the good thing. And in the end, and I'm talking from like past experience, right? In the end, it just doesn't align with you. So you do it, but it really is not for nothing, but it's just draining. And it really takes away from that positivity and that whole wellness and that good energy actually that you started having. So I know it sounds a bit negative, but it's really not. It's actually a really good thing to hear this advice. I feel like it's in the end, you know, stay true to yourself and wellness, mind and body will really follow.
Yeah, I totally agree with staying true to yourself and kind of trusting your gut almost in situations that arise and almost creating that boundary of knowing like, is this going to serve me or is it going to affect me negatively? Exactly. And I think that when starting a business, it can be really tough to step away from some of those opportunities and some of those work events or networking things that maybe might not serve you energetically, but they might serve your business in some way. So do you have any tips for creating a work-life balance?
Yeah. So for, you know, during COVID and my business was essentially a COVID business, we started right in the middle of the pandemic. So it was really tough to actually have this really balanced life-work balance just because I was working from home. I didn't have a team yet. So all I could do was really close my computer, but then the setting would stay the same and we weren't even, you know, able or allowed to go out at all. So it was really, really tough. Now that everything is open, what I really do, and I mean, I just moved to Tel Aviv, back to Tel Aviv actually really recently. So the work-life balance here has been such a dream because I'm next to the ocean. And I'm realizing that it is really what you make of that time, that me time that you get for yourself. So when I was in Paris and I was working as an entrepreneur, in the morning I used to take a walk in the Jardin des Tuileries and it was, you know, so beautiful and it really gave me such energy to then go come back stronger for work. And when I'm in Israel right now, I go to the beach and then when I start to work, I'm just so motivated because I had, you know, I had sun, I was in the water, I was in nature. And in Montreal, it's very different because I wake up at 8 and sorry, I wake up at 6:30 and I go right away to the office and I don't really have this routine of me time. And I realized that I have it actually more at night and in the evening, but that it really doesn't matter as long as you have it during the day. So where I'm getting at with this is that you need to take this me time very seriously. And I think it doesn't matter if you have it in the morning or at night, as long as it's something that you really enjoy doing and that you feel really good about. Because then for me, when I was in Montreal and it was in the afternoon, I came back stronger the next morning because I had this downtime for myself in the afternoon. However, I am happier in general in nature, and right now being at the beach and, you know, surrounded with the ocean and the sand and everything is the biggest mood lifter you could ever think about. So I feel like the work-life balance is it's so much more balanced than in Canada.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love being outside too. I feel like just the thought of being at the beach, in the ocean, it just makes me so happy. So I'm so happy for you that you get to experience that every morning.
Thank you. Yeah, I enjoy it. And it's also so interesting because I feel like work-life balance in the end is really something that we need to prioritize. And it's so easy to, you know, not put in our schedule, like taking a bath or listen to a podcast or do nothing, like just be bored with yourself, like sit down and really do nothing for our minds to just really, really wind down. And I feel like we're in this culture of a go, go, go. And I'm in it also. I'm very much in it. But I feel like even though there's this go, 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 I'm really trying to ground myself and, you know, take this time for myself, which in the end is only rewarding. So definitely something to think about.
Yeah, for sure. So since you work with brands internationally, and right now we literally have a 10-hour time difference, I can only imagine that your calendar must be wild. So on the days when you do have a crazy schedule, how do you personally make time for self-care, like even if it's just for 5 minutes?
Yeah, so it's a really good question because I'm going to give you the best example right now. I just moved to Tel Aviv not even a week ago. And today was the first Monday working here. And so I started at 8 a.m. and I'm not done at all because it's only 6 p.m., but it's only noon in Canada and in the U.S. And that's where all of our clients are. So yes, I have a team that is taking care of it, most of it there, which is great. But I still need to be up and check in on everything. So for example, when this happens, I wake up earlier. Just because, yes, when I wake up at 8, everyone is still sleeping on the East Coast, but I still want this time for myself before I start to work on my things. So today, for example, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I had an hour of listening to music, meditated, journaled, have cat coffee, and then I started working. Whereas, you know, it was kind of like my day-to-day in Montreal, except that right now it's 6 p.m. and I'm far from being over. So I had this me time in the morning and I'm going to try to go take a walk after the podcast. Maybe I'll have some time.
Oh, nice. Yay. I'm so happy to hear that.
Basically, the key point here is wake up earlier just because, yes, you might be a bit tired, you know, not wanting to get out of bed when you have this alarm set, but you'll be so much happier after this routine is done and you had this time for yourself.
Totally. And I completely needed that reminder before this episode today because I literally rolled out of bed.
Well, isn't it a bit stressful in a way when you just get out and you right away start your day? I feel like anxious after the whole day.
Totally. And like I snoozed my alarm because I was like, okay, you know what? I got home late last night. I need to sleep in. And then the alarm somehow went off and I didn't hear it, or I snoozed it again or something. And then I wake up at 7:30 and I'm like, oh my God, I definitely have something to do at 8 a.m.
Good for you for showing up, because it's really, you could have easily also just said, okay, we're going to reschedule and all that. So you should be proud.
Yeah, there we go. I showed up and I made it.
Exactly.
We went on like, my dog and I, we went on like a super fast walk. That was like the first thing we did. Mm-hmm. Came in, chugged a glass of water, and then now we're here.
I love that. I really love that.
So something I've personally been struggling with lately, and I know that you have some experience with this because we were briefly talking about it before we met today, is imposter syndrome. And I know that this is something that a lot of other people experience within their life, especially entrepreneurs, small business owners. What are some ways that you have personally worked towards overcoming imposter syndrome?
So I read this incredible book called The Imposter Cure. You can get it on Amazon or on your local bookstore. I prefer local bookstore, to be honest, but you can find it on Amazon also if it's easier. The book was basically all about curing this, imposter syndrome, which I didn't even know was really a thing until I picked up the book. And as I was reading, I was like, hey, I'm feeling all of that. And it was so insightful because there were a lot of times where, for example, I was a perfectionist and, you know, I wanted things to be very controlled and very a certain way. In the end, it was very draining and I was really never happy with myself. And I always thought that, you know, the clients would think, oh my God, I'm a fraud. I'm not, you know, why I'm only 25 and why do they trust me? Why am I doing this? But the book actually put everything in perspective that, no, I know what I'm talking about. Like, this is a subject that I love, that I'm passionate about, that I really understand. And if people are willing to, you know, pay for this service and to work with us, it's because we might be doing something right. So the book is really all about techniques and strategies. It's a lot of work on yourself. So I read it in a full month, which is a really long time for me to read a book, just because at the end of every chapter, you get a lot of workshops and exercises to do to really train your brain to rethink the whole, you know, process of your feelings and your thoughts, which is such a great, it was such a great book, really. I have only good things to say about it.
That's amazing. I need that book.
And let me tell you something. After I read it, we got 3 new clients, literally 2 weeks after I was done reading it. And I think that when you read something that, you know, changes your life for the better and you really rethink your mindset, it only attracts what you wanted to attract. And we closed 3 new clients 2 weeks later. And I really do think it's because of this book and that I was able to feel better with myself about it.
Totally. Our mindset is so incredibly powerful. As soon as we have like that energy shift,
yes,
in our mind, and it even translates into our physical body. Yeah. And I think that there's just so much to feeling that confidence in yourself. So thank you so much for sharing that, because I'm definitely going to go find that book.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And something else that was in it that was so insightful, I think everyone's going to really enjoy listening to this. It's usually people, you know, always told me, oh my God, Shahan, you're so lucky. Like, you built all of this. And I was like, yeah, I am so lucky. But the book actually reframes it, this whole idea of luck, to you're not lucky, you worked really hard for everything. And then it's true, like, of course, you know, there's experiences and opportunities that I, for example, I had the chance to go to Parsons Paris, which I know is, you know, a very big opportunity. And of course, there, that's where I met a lot of people. But it was a lot of work also to put effort in talking to people, to network, to really keep in touch with people, to, you know, build something that didn't exist before, like the agency that we have now. So yes, it's, you know, you can call it luck, but you can also say that it was a lot of hard work. And so now when people tell me, wow, you're really lucky, I don't say anymore that it's luck. I say, well, I worked really hard for this.
Mm-hmm. Totally. You did work hard for it. And look at you now. You are just like a shining star and created this international business. It's incredible. I'd love for you to share more a little bit about Brands Media Group so people can find you and potentially work with you.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. So we are a social media agency. We do work with international clients, which is the beauty of it. We've had clients in the fashion, beauty, lifestyle world, and that's really what we specialize in. And we're a team of 3 incredible motivational, inspirational women. My team is so, so, so great, and I'm so grateful for them every single day. And we are really working organically, so we don't do any paid ads. It's really, everything's organic, the content, the photo shoots, that we, you know, that we create, that we share, we brainstorm, we do the strategy, we do consultations. It's really for small and medium businesses to grow their community online and have, you know, social media presence, but also a really beautiful aesthetic page that really fits to their brand identity. And you can book your first call with us if you're interested right on our website, which is brandsmediagroup.com, or you can also send us a message on Instagram and I will get back to you on there.
Cool. Thanks so much for sharing that. So I love to end with this final question, because our wellness needs are constantly changing and You just mentioned that you recently moved, so I'm sure that your life has not been as typical and normal as usual. So how have you been taking care of yourself lately in the past couple of days?
Right now, I've been surrounding myself with the most positive of people. And I took care of myself. Also, that biggest step that I did was move to Tel Aviv. I've always wanted to move back. And last month, I bought a one-way ticket and I got an apartment. I got a sublet apartment that I have now for another month. And it was such, you know, a scary change and a scary move. But deep down, I knew that this was what I wanted to do. So I think that the biggest thing you could do for yourself for, you know, to be good in your mind and your body, to have this wellness, this whole wellness sphere around you, is to take that leap of faith, do something that really scares you, that you're uncertain about, but that deep down you know is right, and everything will flow from there. And yeah, I mean, does that answer the question?
Totally, yeah. I mean, you took care of yourself by making a big change in your life. I love that.
Exactly. And it's really scary, but I swear every day since I landed, and I landed Tuesday, every time I walk in the street, I am in awe. I can't stop telling myself, Sharon, you wanted to be here. You're here. Like, you're walking in the streets of Tel Aviv. Like, you're doing it. You did it. And yeah, I just, that's how I took care of myself, really.
Oh, congrats. That warms my heart so much. I absolutely love hearing that.
Thank you. How about you? How do you take care of yourself?
I have been taking care of myself lately by reading, actually.
Amazing.
I have been rereading this book that I always come back to. It's called How to Love Yourself and Sometimes Other People. And it's just really been helping me wind down and almost like wind up in the mornings. Mm-hmm. So I'll set a timer for 15 minutes in the morning, read my book, and I just feel so much more energized and aligned. And this book has so many good little nuggets that I've read it 3 times, and I'll just open up the book to a random page and I'll see my notes and annotations from like years ago, and I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm meant to read today again.
That's so beautiful. I just wrote the name down. I'm gonna order it. I love these type of books.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. And it just relates to every sort of relationship that you have in your life. It talks about like romantic relationships, platonic relationships, the relationship with yourself. And there's just so much, I think, that everybody can learn about relationships all the time. And it just relates to light. Like, I absolutely love it. I get goosebumps talking about this book.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, well, I just wrote the name down, so I will order it, definitely. I love these types of books.
Yes, let me know how it goes, and I'm going to let you know how the imposter syndrome book goes.
Yes, please do.
I'm going to get that one. Well, it was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for making time, for being here on the podcast, and now being part of the Wellness Check-In Club. We appreciate you so, so much. And before we all sign off, just a quick reminder that you are strong, you are powerful, and you are more than enough.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.